Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we presented a series of very powerful kashas on the topic of the pasuk. ואני מקווה שהשיעור הראשון האזנתם. ועכשיו אנחנו נתחיל לייסד את היסוד ולתרץ את הקושיות ולהבין סוגיה נכבדה זו. אז נראה כך, ושוב אנחנו מתבססים על תורתו של מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו הגאון הגדול המופלא והמופלג. אז נראה בכל זה כך. קודם כל נקדים מה שנראה ברור. שהחיוב לאגוד בטהרת המצורע מפורש בפסוק. The fact that you have to have an eged in Tairas HaMetzora is explicit in the pasuk, and it is not at all unlike we thought in the previous year, not at all connected, as we saw in the Mishnah Achorina who wanted to connect the two. It is not connected to the Machlekes in the Gemara in Yumeh, quoted the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. Do you need Eged by the Paraduma when you throw the it's Erez Vishni Tolas, etc., etc., into this Sefer Sapara? It has nothing to do with that. Rather, here it is definitely a requirement to do Eged by the Taras HaMetzora, ובוודאי שזה לא קשור למחלוקת בין רבי ורב לוזר רב שמע לגבי פור האדומה. ואיך אנחנו יודעים את זה? פשוט מאוד. כתוב כאן בפסוק ו' אס הציפור החי ייקח חויסה ואס עץ הארץ ושני התוילס ואס האיזויב וטוב על אויסם ואס הציפור החי. The living bird, remember there's a bird that's shechted and there's also the living bird, so he should take it and he should take the cedar wood tree and he should take the crimson, the shnia toilas, and he should take the azov, what they call in English a hyssop, and he should dip them and the living bird in the blood and the water, blood of the dead bird together with the mayim chayim. And the Toras Kohanim darshins on this, and the Ikrei HaDvorim are cited here in Rashi, that from the fact that it says Yikach Oisa al HaTzipor, first it says, if you're medayik in the pasuk, Es HaTzipor Chai Yikach Oisa, Vizeh B'Nifrad, that's separate. And then it says the Eitz Erez, the Shni Toilas, and the Ezoiv. It's also separate. So we have two separate things. We have the Tzipor, and then we have the other three. So from this, we can learn that the Tzipor is an independent entity. First, he takes the Tzipor independently, and the Eitz Erez, Shni Toilas, and the Ezov, he takes them independently. And then it says, V'tov al oisam ves hatzipor achaya. Lama lo katuv v'tov al oisam? Ayin b'malbim. Lama lo katuv v'tov al oisam? Why v'tov al oisam ves hatzipor achaya? Just say oisam, and you know it's referring to the tzipor achaya, which is mentioned earlier in the pasuk. So from this we learn, sheyesh l'chaber et hatzipor yachad imahem v'chadahem b'tvila. So you have to connect the tzipor to these three items, to the Eitz Erez, Shni Toilas, and the Ezov. And that is by wrapping the wings around, like we saw in the Mishnah in Negoim 14:1. As hare mizeh lehedya, shemitzad echod, ba'inan shu ke'echod b'tvila. So we see from this explicitly that when it comes to tefillah, they're all dipped together. And mitzad sheni, we require that they're not one. Because it says at the beginning, you take the tzipor separate from the Eitz Eresh, Nitolas, and Ezov. As be'inem shu ke'echad betfila, u'binem shelo yu ke'echad betfila. So they are one and they're not one. Why? Because yesh kan eged begimel hadvarim belo betzipor. Sh'ayid ezeh yesh hafrasha bein hatzipor lahanu b'ma she'ina agudai mehem. So on one hand, they're separate. The three things and the bird. Two separate entities. The three and the bird. On the other hand, they're like one when it comes to the tefillah mehazah, because they are connected. So they are connected, but not connected to the bird. Two aspects. So, if these would not require an aguda, then why are they all put together? Why do we put together the three things separate from the bird if no aguda is required? It must be it's telling us no. There is this aguda that's required. They are supposed to be bound together. And that's why it's telling us it's differentiating it from the bird. There's the bird, and then there's the three that are one entity, that are one unit. As harei nimtza shemefurash ba-pasuk lehedya. So it's explicit in the pasuk that they should be bound together. And therefore, here everybody agrees, and there will be no machlokas about this between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, as we saw, Rebbe said they have to be bound by the Paraduma, they have to be bound together. And we said, oh, what, according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, they don't have to be over here. Why not? Because Elazar Shimon says there they have to be bound together so that it doesn't get burned. It's heavy because it's COVID. Because it's heavy, it won't get burned, it won't get singed before, it'll go right into the fire. That's why they need to be, but that doesn't apply here. Okay, there's no fire. So Rebbe Elazar Shimon would argue, no, ma pitom. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon doesn't argue, Rebbe Elazar Shimon agrees, and the Paraduma is an Andrezach and Gantz, it's a very chir legamre. As kolam achloket bein Rebbe v'Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon urak b'pora. B'pora, in pasuk kazek, moshe minusach, it's lena, we don't have a pasuk formula like we do here, that are for the formulation of this pasuk vav, shows us that there has to be eged with these three items. And in fact, the Mishnah Achroina, who presented this kasha, this difficulty, he did relate the paraduma to Metzora, which we're saying is not a correct comparison. He writes, "V'ashem shem dehacha hikbid ala kicha." So he says, yeah, maybe here they're, you take them separately. So the answer is it's not a doichak at all. They are being taken separately. Because these have an eged and those don't have an eged. Meaning, when it comes to these three things, when it comes to the Ezov, Eitz Erez, and Shni Toilas, they require an eged. That's why it's mentioned separately in the Pasuk. So it's telling us what the Tzuras Halakicha is. How they should be taken. The whole lashon of the Mishnah Achorayna is, this is on the Mishnah Negaim, in Perek Yidal, at the beginning, Perek Gimel de Parah Mishnah Yidal, Kosev Arav, Kolchon Sheyehe Lehem, Koyved V'yiblu L'toch HaSreifa V'lo Tikla Rashal Heves Yisal Lashon. So you have to bind them all together so that it's heavier, and they'll fall right into the fire, and the flame won't singe it. It'll just go straight into the fire. But here this reason isn't shaykh, because there is no fire. So according to Elazar Reb Shimon, that reason Elazar Reb Shimon, how do you know that kriach is required? It's a reason given by Reb Avda Bar Tanura, which is where Elazar Reb Shimon's reason. V'im d'chsiv kriach achas l'shlashtan, and if it's because it says one kriach for all three, mash yishu baguda achas, mash that it should all be together, and that's what appears from Peiros Rashi, ha gabi paranami k'siv kriach achas l'shlashtan. But part also says one kriach for all three. So he says, okay, v'ef shem yishu d'hacha kapir ala kriach da'at sipor tuna kriach levada. He says, no, but the tzipor is listed separately from the other three. And therefore, you see, the other three require that they should all be, the tzipor is separate, and the other three are separate. They're all brought as one unit, the other three. So that's what requires, why I require egged. He says, doichak. Why is it doichak? It's mamish what the pasuk is saying. Okay, so ze ayisod. Ayisod shelanu, shebevadai ze mevuar bapasuk. Ze davar rishon. Ze tzich lakdim. שצריך אגד, וזה מפורש בפסוק, ואין לזה קשר למחלוקת בעניין פרה אדומה. זו הקדמה אחת. הקדמה שנייה, שאף על פי שביארנו, שבמצורע מפורש יוצא מהפסוק שיש דין של אגד. So you're right. Even though we proved that by מצורע, it's מפורש, קום תויס from the פסוק, that there is a din of אגד. It's פשוט, שעניינה של תולעת השני בזה אינה רק בהיותה אגד, אלא הרי היא כעץ ארז והאיזוב שהם המינים הנצרכים לדבר. The end of the תולעת השני is not merely that it is part of the אגד, part of this unit, but rather it is also one of the minim. In other words, not only does the tolas hashani, this is scarlet, tie it together, but also it is one of the species, one of the species that's required. As yesh lezeh shnei shimushim, davar echad, it ties it together, the tolas hashani. And the other thing is that it's one of the minim that's required. Uma she'ne'amar din eged al tolas hashani, hu din nosaf sheyeshno ba. Aval ein ze guf inyana be'arba'a minim elu. And that there's a, that it says that there's a din eged of the tolas hashani that it ties it together, it's an additional din. But that's not the gufa inyan of the, in these four minim. In other words, you need all these four minim. You need the tzipor and the other three. And the chisaron of tolas hashani is not just a chisaron in the ege, but it's a chisaron in the min. That you're missing one of the species that's required. And it's mefurish in the Rambam, like a beipara Rambam that we referenced earlier, that if there's no ege, it's kosher. But if it's missing the Toilas Hashani, bevadai sheze me'akev. Ki mevuar b'mishna, b'misechet menachot, b'daf chav zayin amud alif, that it's me'akev. Gimel shebepara, arba shebemitzayra. You need all four of the species. By the para and by the mitzayra, you need all four. They're me'akev. Mishnah menachos 27a, and also in Hilchos Tzaras. The Rambam says it's a problem with chisar and echad men aminim. So it's the chisaron eged is not ma'akev. And that's what the Mishnah Chorona writes in Misvar. The chisaron eged is not ma'akev, it's a problem of minim. The chisaron min is ma'akev. And you're lacking the min. It's mevo'al. She'tilas hashani v'vadai gam min kishar ha'minim hi. So tilas hashani is one of the minim. And we also see this in the Rambam, in the 11th parak of Tumas Tzaras, Halocha Aleph, she'yesh din shi'ur mehalacha l'moshe m'sinai about the Toilas Hashani. Just like there's a shir, Me'aloch L'moshim Yisinai, and the Eitz Eres in the Ezoiv, there's also a shir on the Toilas Hashani. Ma katuv Barambam? Ne'in Barambam, ze oto mechir. Rambam kotev, V'noit del Eitz Eres, the third halach, V'noit del Eitz Eres, first he says, Tarat Zemtzorah Mitzis Esei, and how you mitire, you bring a mizrak of clay of cheres chadash, and it has to be new. You give revius ma'im chayim, And you bring two tzipporim, etc. That's halacha beis. And then halacha gimel, like the Rambam, v'noitel eitz eres u'mitzvas u'shia ol ko ama. V'av yoke revia kera mikara yamite. V'ezov shen lo shen levai, en pochus mitefach. So, the eres has to be a length of an ama, and thick, like a quarter of the leg of a bed, and an ezov no less than a tefach, and shni toilas weighs a shekel. B'chol ha'shiurim, halacha. And all these shiurim are halacha l'moshe misi. And I v'lokechim shloshan ha'tzipur achaya. Rabbas minim eilem akvim zeze. You take the tzipur achaya and you need all four minim. That's the Rambam. And also the Gabi Pora. The Rambam writes in Paragim, Shiurim called Dover or Dover. And the Meiri writes in Yuma that the Shiurim are also with Kabbalah. If it was just a Hechetimsi for Kricha, then there's no room for Shiurim. From the fact that there's a Shir, there's an Inyan Atzmi in all of these things. There's an Inyan Atzmi in the Eitz Erez, there's an Inyan Atzmi in the Ezov. As in Atzmi in the Shniyat Toilas, and then in addition, there's the Inyan of Eged. Uveze ulai yesh letaretz kushya shel menchat chinuch. Ze ma she Rabbeinu ohev la'asot. Mashu melamed, tamid yesh eze yishuv al kushya, lefachot achat, derech mispar kushyot, shel menchat chinuch. Menchat chinuch, b'mitzvah kuf ayin gimel, ma shekatav Rambam, גם בהלכות פרה אדומה, וגם בהלכות מטרת דומת מצורה, רק שכוחנו עושים בלושן של זוהיריס, the Rambam writes that you tie them with a לושן של זוהיריס. With a strip of wool. And Rambam doesn't write a lashon of korchem b'shiyorei halashon. He doesn't write a lashon that you tie them with the remnant of the lashon. And the Rishonim explain what's the shiyorei halashon. So it's talking about kricha ba'erech shel tolas hashani she'me'ever le'erez ve'ezov. In other words, like this, you bind together the erez, the ezov, and the shniyat tolas. Shniyat tolas is longer, so the shiyorei, what's left over, what has a greater length. And that you use then to tie them together. As lama Rambam lo katav et ha-lashon shel ha-mishnah, ma haya ra b'lashon ha-mishnayis, she-Rambam hishmit et ha-nisuach hazeh. Ayin sham b'divrei ha-minchat chinuch mitzvah kuf ayin gemur. Lefi dvareinu, אפשר לומר שהרמב"ם סובר שעניין זה אינו דין. It's not a din, but it has to be done this way. And you can tie it however you want to tie it. Doesn't have to be that first you bind them together and then with what's left over on the bottom you wrap it around and you tie them together. Miri doesn't lie right like that, incidentally, in Yuma 41b. Umasha taltad ze amishna b'shiare halashon u'kedei lohodia b'ze. So why did the Mishnah say that it's telling in shiare halashon? U'kedei lohodia it's telling us that the tolas hashani, its purpose is not for kricha alone. Because then all we would care about is the fact that it's wrapped around. From the fact that it says shiyare haloshain, in other words, what's left over. What do you mean what's left over? It means that the tolas hashani has its own chshivus. It has its own significance, it has its own value, its own importance. And Mimela, only with the Shiarim you tie it around. But it's telling us this Yisod, that it has its own significance as a min. And then also, what's left over, you can tie it around if you want. But that's not its only feature. In other words, it's not only use. It's not only use is not to tie it around. It's uses, it's one of the meaning. And you also, with the Shiarim, you tie it around. As Nimtza Shiikar Masha Telukachat Hatavar Rakadei Lashmainan Shalashon. Achat mi'aminim. It's telling us the lashon is one of the minim. It's not just used for being tied, this strip of wool. It's not just used for kricha. And since the Rambam already tells us that it's not just used for kricha, how does he tell us that? Because he says that it's ma'akev, and he says it has a shear. If it's ma'akev and it has a shear, then it's obviously not just used for tying. So then it doesn't have to tell us this remez of karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, and that's where the Rambam omitted it. וברוך השם, אנחנו מוצאים באמת בריטווה, שמפורש כך. הריטווה ביומה מאלף המדייז. The Gemara there says that שוסר המשתלח, the boy חלוק הבוי שיר. The שיר המשתלח, the לושן של זהירס, which requires you to split it up into two, one on the animal and one in the Beis HaMikdash. So that lashon shel zoharis requires a shear, but the para, you don't have to. The lo bai chaluka, lo bai shear. You don't have to split it up into two. The strip of wool. So memela, no shear is required. So then the Gemara Vayter says, udepara lo bai chaluka, udepara lo bai chaluka. What the para? Doesn't require chaluka. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says that it requires, meaning chaluka, remember the Gemara connects chaluka to shir. Since para doesn't require chaluka, it also doesn't require a shir. The Gemara says what? It doesn't require chaluka? Which means it doesn't have a shir? Haritva mefaresh, shekavanata kushiai, that since it has shirayim, it has a shir. You tie the eras and the ezov with the shirayim of the lashon shel zoharis, and then you throw them into the sreifa. So you see that a shir is required, as Siach Yitzchak explains, that the yitur of shirayim teaches us that it requires a shir. Since it has shirayim, it has what's left over. It means that it has to have for the, as one of the minim, and then it also has to have what's left over after it's used as one of the minim to tie. So that means that it has a shear. So how can you tell me, says the Gemara, this Gemara's kasha, that the Lashon Shel Zoharis Pro doesn't require a shear? We see that it does require a shear. Because it says, Karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon. Ve'aritva omer shekavanat ha'kusha, that since it has shirayim, it requires a shear. And the Siach Yechezek explains that the Yitura, the extra fact that it says that's what's left over, Shirayim that's left over, teaches us that there must be a specific shear that's required. It's what's required for the one of the minim, and then also to tie it up. That's what's left over. So you see, there's the shear is required. There must be a certain amount in order to have both. So in other words, that's exactly what we're saying, that the din Shirayim is to tell us it's not just a hechetimsi for eget. And nafkamina is that it has a shear. It's not just a hechatimsi fregit, it has a shear. And if the Rambam tells us that it has a shear, so he doesn't have to tell us this chiddush of shirayim. Karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon. Because the whole word of karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, you don't really have to tie it up with what's left over after you use it as one of the minim, and then what's left over on the bottom, then you wrap it around, you tie it up. It doesn't have to be done that way. But it's being merames to us that it requires a shear. It has its own chashivas as a min, and therefore it says karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, telling us that there's what's left over, which means there's a shear of how much you actually need, and then there has to be some left over. So once you tell us there's a shear, the Rambam doesn't have to. The Rambam already told us there's a shear, so maybe the Rambam doesn't have to tell us karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, which is exactly the lesson of karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, tells us that there's a shear, that there's a certain amount. So the Rambam doesn't have to mention it because it's already alluded to in the karchan b'shiarei ha'lashon, and this is again borne out by the parish of the Ritva on the Gemara's Kasha. So these are our two hakdamas. Number one, that it's clear that you need eged, and number two, by the unlike paradumas machlekes, why you need an eged, and one of the days for Lozmishim wouldn't apply here because is not throwing it into the fire. But that's not. But according to, but when it comes to pepper, when it comes to tzaras, there you definitely need an agate, and that's borne out by the lashon of the pasuk, because it says a separate taking for the bird and a separate taking for the other three minim. Thus is the first akdama, and the second akdama is that the talas hashani is not just used for the egged, but it's also used for to tie it up. It's also used, it's also needed as a min bifnei atzmo. Okay, it has its own chashivas. So that's the, and with that we answer the kasha mechas chinuch of why the Ram doesn't write a lashon of karkam b'shir a lashon, because he already included that in the fact when he tells us this is shir, as we explain. And then with that, Mirza Shem will tansa rein, and we will answer the kashas. So please stay tuned. This was phenomenal. Shem should give us the health, the life, the simcha, the financial means, everything we need to be able to continue. And we will be siyata d'shmaya b'li neder, do so b'simcha tuv lev m'rov kol. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.